To me, a witch is a woman that is capable of letting her intuition take hold of her actions, that communes with her environment, that isn't afraid of facing challenges. A quote by Paulo Coelho. Angeline Tubbs lived alone at the base of a small mountain just outside of Saratoga Springs. Some days she would leave her brood of cats at home and journey into town. The townspeople knew her well as the woman who walked the streets in her red cloak, a scarf tied over her head like a turban when it was cold. She would beg your fortune for a penny and tell curious ladies about their future husbands. A regional historian from the 19th century wrote her general appearance was as peculiar as her habits or life were erratic and unusual. Indeed, her whole life and character had forever been shrouded in a dark cloud of mystery. She had been a resident of this vicinity for many, many years, and simple-minded people did not scruple to declare her little better than a sorceress who practiced incantations and held familiar converse with the spirits of darkness. This is Angeline Tubbs, Witch of Saratoga. Health, History, and Horses is the official slogan of small-town Saratoga Springs. Located in the foothills of the Adirondacks, just west of the Hudson River, Saratoga Springs is best known for its thoroughbred horse racing and healing mineral waters. As the legend goes, the magical healing properties of the springs at Saratoga were discovered by Sir William Johnson, a British official of Native American affairs for the American colonies. Johnson suffered a serious leg injury from the battle at Lake George during the French and Indian War. The local lore claims that in 1771, some Native Americans from the Mohawk tribe brought Johnson to a medicinal spring to cure his leg. The Mohawks built Johnson a sturdy hut near the spring, where he could rest and bathe, and after 4 days, his wounded leg was miraculously healed. Thus began the legend of Saratoga Springs as a destination for spiritual and physical restoration. Unfortunately, Johnson's house was burned down by the British during the Battle of Saratoga in 1777. The Saratoga campaign was a time of great change for several reasons. Generally considered to be the turning point of the Revolutionary War, the Battle of Saratoga is also where our story with Angeline begins. Angeline was born in 1761 at the Star and Garter Inn in Watford Village, Northamptonshire, England. At age 16, she left home and sailed to the colonies as the mistress of an English soldier. Some accounts even say that she could have been General Burgoyne's lover, although there isn't much historical evidence to support this claim. But regardless, Angeline followed love across the sea and met her sad fate far from home. On October 17th, 1777, Burgoyne lost the Battle of Saratoga. It was a devastating and embarrassing defeat for the British Army, one that ultimately cost them the war. Angeline's boyfriend attempted to either strangle or hang her before deserting her in a violent fit of anger. A heartbroken teenage girl in a foreign country, Angeline had nowhere to go, so she fled aimlessly. She stopped about a mile north of the village at a bald promontory of rock, and there she made herself a home that has been called Mount Vista, or Angeline's Hill. And so the Battle of Saratoga was pivotal in both the war and the life of a young English girl. Angeline lived an isolated life on her hill. She survived by fortune-telling and by trapping small animals in the woods, where she was often seen wandering. Her legendary figure embodied many familiar characteristics of the folkloric witch. Apparently, she was beautiful in her youth, but historical descriptions call her old and wrinkled, with prominent hag-like features like long flowing hair and a hooked nose. One account says her sunken coal-black eyes, whenever crossed in her purposes or otherwise angered, flashed with the piercing and terrible glances of the basilisk. The Witch of Saratoga lived alone on her hill until she reportedly died at age 104, surviving all of her cats. Still, her spirit remains at the edge of town. One man wrote about his encounter with Angeline's ghost in 1955. According to the report, a lone woman stood at the top of a hill at the height of a thunderstorm. Lightning illuminated her silhouette, displaying her arms reaching toward the sky. Her long hair and cloak flowed behind her in the rain. Her screeches echoed with the thunder and wind. Then suddenly, she disappeared. Angeline's legacy extends even beyond ghost sightings. At the site of Angeline's birth, a roof renovation uncovered something strange. A bottle filled with fish hooks, teeth, and some liquid. Studies from the Museum of London Archaeology suggest that this object might be a witch bottle, believed to have served as objects for ritual protection or as containers of a prepared cure against witchcraft. Experts have since identified the relic as from after Angeline's time. Still, the witch bottle generated transnational interest in the story of Angeline Tubbs. It also represents the many interesting ways in which societies have responded to witchcraft paranoia. Legend says that Angeline thrived from the energy of great tempests. She liked to confront the storm from her post on the hill, possibly communicating with restless spirits. Perhaps if you drive past Angeline's Hill on a stormy night, you'll catch a glimpse of the Witch of Saratoga.